It's ye olde and that review, isn't it?
Always good to wait for the beat to drop on that
one. Do you know what? I actually quite like this today because they're just me and you. Normally, when I do this, the studio is rammed with people coming up here to listen to this, and I feel under a bit of pressure sometimes.
Yeah, but now you can just...
I'm chilled out. Right. Matty, Kane Dingle's wife's son, found out about Kane. He killed Joe. Remember he killed Joe?
Right.
So he actually grassed him up to the police.
Yes, yeah.
So Kane Dingle sitting there in a pub with his family having a bit of food and that, and the police come in and arrested him. So that was like really mad. Police had to let him go. No evidence. He didn't say a thing.
He's been in jail before, hasn't he?
Oh, he's been in jail so many times.
Too many times. Does it stretch believability to think that a person would be in jail?
I know people like that.
Right. Didn't he go on parole or something?
No. I've been sort of arrested a few times and never charged. Like back in the UK.
Right.
I can say it now because like, time's gone and I can't get done for it. No, you get like arrested, but they have to let you go.
Right.
So let him go. And like Maddie was cacking himself and he said to Kane, look, it was me. And like I was thinking, oh shit, like he's going to smash the hell out of him. And he said, no, man, I get it. Like he said, you was worried about your mum and like, you know, I get it. Don't worry about it.
I understand that you've said that this last Emmerdale was a bit of a... Bit of a tearjerker.
This was, remember Bob? I've talked about him before.
Can you refresh the memory of mine and the listener?
He had it all. He like was part owner of a calf and he was like a real good bloke and he had an affair, lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Lost everything. Then the girl he was with booted him out. His ex didn't want nothing to do with him. And then he actually ended up as homeless. It just got bad from worse to him. He got thrown out of the bed and breakfast because he didn't have enough money to pay for it and all that. Had a big row with Chaz Dingle, got sacked. So now all of a sudden he's got no job, no money, nothing.
He's in a bad spot.
He was in a bad spot. Winter time, borrowed Brenda, like his ex's car. He said, oh, can I borrow your car? I need to go to my new house. He like blagged it that he had a new flat, which he didn't. He said, oh, can I? I just need to move some stuff. And that night he slept in the car. The night before he slept in the pubs, because he worked in the pub, and he said to Chaz Dingle, I'll lock up, you go home, and then he slept in the cellar.
Oh, wow.
He had nowhere else to sell, and he nicked a bottle of brandy. Anyway, he got sacked. And then the next night he had nothing, so he ended up sleeping on a bench in the village with a bottle of brandy.
That's always a wise choice, just, you'd think.
Wasn't really good. I have to look because I actually write my notes down, but then I just go mad with it.
You just free. I mean, if the listeners can't see it, but Rob really, his eyes roll back and he just channels the Dingle.
The next day, Harriet, the vicar, is walking through the church and she looks over and she sees a bench, like the bench, and there's all these like sleeping bag and like, and there's Bob and his. Completely collapsed. He's out. He's turned all blue.
Oh no!
He's like unconscious. She's trying to wake him up. Anyway, she phones an ambulance up. Ends up in hospital. Got hypothermia and all that. And it comes out that he's lost everything.
Yeah.
And then Brenda, his ex, turned up and said, "Look, you know, like you should have told us." And he said, "Oh, look, you know, like I'm supposed to look because she looks after his two kids. He's got a couple of kids."
Mm.
Like the twins and like Brenda looks after them. He said, oh, you know, I keep letting the kids down. She said, they don't worry about that. They want to make sure you're all right. And it was one of them things. It was real heart wrenching. Like as a geezer, he couldn't provide for his family and it just got on top of him and it was all too much. And it was really sad. And then
Did you shed a tear, Rob?
My bottom lip went a little bit. I started to fill up, to be honest. I'll tell you.
You're not made of stone, are you?
No, it's funny. That stuff like that upsets me, but real life just rolls over me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Water off tears off a duck's back.
Brenda told all his mates. They all turned up at the hospital and they're all like mortified about it. And like Bob just went mad. Mm. Oh, you know. And I think it was a pride thing. Anyway, he comes out of hospital And he goes to the cafe that he used to own, and all his mates were there, and Brenda, and he walked in, and he said, oh, look, you know, I'm really sorry, but, you know, as a man, not being able to provide for my family, it was just too much, and, you know, I just basically had a breakdown and all that.
Mm.
And they had a big, mass hug.
Oh, and said, did that set you off? Did you just, the tears started flowing then?
Oh, not really, because we'd beaten Australia at that stage in the cricket.
So it must have been very conflicting there. You would have been a bit up and a bit down.
It was a feel-good factor thing, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they all said to him, look, man, like, just, we'll help you out. Well, you know, it's all good. You got mates. And then I thought, you know what? Emma Dale teaches you about life.
Does it?
Well, it does really, because you look around like you've got to help your mates out. You know what I mean? And if you're having a bit of trouble, don't be a dick. Say to someone, look, I'm having trouble.
My question to you, Rob, though, would be why weren't they there for him earlier?
Well, they didn't know, because he was blagging it. He was saying, oh, no, I was just telling porkies and all that.
Right, and so when he came clean, then they were all
putting their arms around him. He came clean, and it was fantastic, yeah. So that's good, nice storyline.
Oh, that's nice. And that's a nice message that perhaps, you know, being honest with your friends if you're struggling.
I think especially with males, sometimes you find it hard to say to someone, look, you know, I'm really struggling here, mate.
Yeah, need a bit of help.
I need a bit of help.
And the truth is, most of the time people will be very accommodating.
So, listeners, I'm having a bit of trouble here. I'm struggling, so, you know, just ring me.
Rob's not struggling, though. I was offering to knee Rob in the face earlier.
Yeah,
and
I can't believe I put myself up for offer. Be kneed in the face for $2,000. No takers. What's wrong with you lot?
Cheap. They're cheap.
Yeah. Oh, should we do it for more?
We could do it for less.
Oh, what would I go down to? $7.50.
$7.50.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll do it. We could do it in the park. We could do it in the park now. I've got that kind of money.
But yeah, it was a good one. There's so much like heavy stuff going on in Emmerdale. They always have these other storylines. Mm.
Yeah, and it's always, really, I mean, good. It's nice to have it in a, as you say, Emmerdale can be quite heavy a lot of the time. Yeah. That it's nice to have something that's a bit of a positive.
And it's especially a geezer's down on his luck, and his mates have gone, mate, we'll sort you out, which is what B is all about, because we're family.
We've got a text here, Rob, which I thought you might like. It said, I was gutted when Carnival in Rio ended, but you guys have filled the void nicely.
Oh, thanks, man.
Love what you're doing. Cheers, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for your text.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, we appreciate it.
That means a lot. And big up to the Carnival in Rio guys. I hope that they're all
All good. They're all good. I'm in touch because I'm ex-Carnival, sort of.
Yeah. And
I just wouldn't go away. I came up here and you two boys were doing the show and I thought it was Carnival, so I just stuck with it.
Yeah, we tried to get him out, but he just kept coming in.
I wouldn't go.
He was like, do the Emmerdale review. I'm like, get out of here, Rob. Get out. No, thanks, Tom. If you'd like to send us that sort of salutary and lovely text, 5395 is the number.
Or even if you don't like us, send us a text of that, because I like them.
We'll read out any text you send us.
And more phone calls. I've had like 12 off air. Let's have some more.
Yeah. So if you'd like to give Rob a call, talk to him. I mean, you know, ask him about Emmerdale. Yeah. Ask him questions. Yeah.
And I'd also like to say, Chris, what a fantastic job you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
If listeners don't know, I sit like Chris is like, it's like he's on the Starship, like you're sitting there with all the dials, and I sit here on the other side with a book.
You're here. Let's not turn it into an ask-a-sing good. Oh, someone said, Rob, what happened to EastEnders?
Hate it.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
Oh, no, it's all right, but I sort of come from somewhere like that, and I don't really want to watch it. Every now and again, I watch it just to make sure I've got all the right terms and I'm the same colour as them. I put my arm up to the TV screen.
So Emmerdale's a bit exotic?
Because Emmerdale come on before EastEnders. I was an EastEnders fan for sure, but Emmerdale, I can remember that from when I was a little kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the outro.
Yeah.
Emmerdale.
Thank you.
Emmerdale.
Now, Rob.